with the old. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The last Congress is about to be gaveled out of business. Then in 2 hours, the new one takes over with Republicans in charge of the House.
Kevin McCarthy will be the next Speaker of the House, and we're going to move forward collectively as a Republican conference to help right the ship, get this country back on track.
But Congressman-elect Derek Van Orden may be wrong.
McCarthy needs 218 votes. With a slim 222 majority, he can only afford to lose four Republicans. Right now, there are at least five Republicans who openly oppose his bid because they don't think he's conservative enough. And there are about nine more ready to join that opposition.
Fox's Aisha Hosni at the Capitol. If no speaker is elected, the House can't do anything, not even swear in members. An NFL player remains in critical condition in a medically induced coma. Damar Hamlin, the morning after the Buffalo Bills suffered a cardiac arrest on Monday Night Football against the Bengals in Cincinnati.
This collision wasn't one that was particularly violent or vicious. It was a pretty routine tackle, but you could tell right away something was wrong after Hamlin stood up and started to wobble and then fell straight backwards. Medical personnel rushed onto the field and performed CPR for 9 minutes while using a defibrillator. They were able to restore his heartbeat, and an ambulance on the field rushed the 24-year-old and his mother, who was at the game, to UC Medical Center.
Fox's Garrett Tenney this afternoon. The man accused of murdering four University of Idaho students is due in court, expected to agree to go to Idaho to face charges.
This is the first time we're going to see Brian Koberger walk into that courthouse right behind me since the murders happened in Moscow, Idaho, back in November. Investigators tell us they have a strong case against Koberger and believe he's the killer, but Koberger's defense attorney says that his client is looking forward to being exonerated.
Fox's Alexis McAdams in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Wall Street tried to ring in the new year with a rebound. Stocks rose. Now they're down. The Dow is off by 46 points. The Nasdaq's falling 16. The S&P 500 is down 2, coming off of the big losses last year. The price of oil's down more than a dollar, back to about 78 bucks a barrel as gas continues to rise back up. Another penny higher today, putting AAA's national average for regular at 322 per gallon. That's 12 cents higher than a week ago, but still 6 cents cheaper than we were paying 1 year ago. Now, there's stormy winter weather making travel difficult in California and in a large area from Wyoming to Michigan. More than 370 flights canceled and FlightAware reports more than 1,300 others delayed. The day after trouble in Florida.
The FAA confirmed that a computer system known as ERAM, En Route Automation Modernization, the system that regulates the flow of traffic into Florida, was at the center of the issue. According to local Miami station WTVJ, the issue caused a radar link outage and forced a nationwide ground stop of all planes headed to and from Florida.
The Fox's Charles Watson. The issue has been resolved, but it had an hours-long ripple effect. A few minutes ago, in Cape Canaveral,
SpaceX launched
its first rocket of the year.
In this mission, 114 small satellites and other orbiting vehicles will be sent to space, including 10 of the company's own Starlink internet satellites. As per usual, the rocket itself is intended to land and be reused. SpaceX conducted 61 launches last year. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
There was one for the record books last night in the NBA. Donovan Mitchell became just the seventh player ever to score 70 points in a game. Mitchell put up 71, leading Cleveland past Chicago 145-30, 134 in overtime. I'm Dave Anthony.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.